Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Brown moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn who is chasing the ball. Hundley reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cubs. Gary Kroll now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hundley, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Hundley steals home. It's 6-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll fires to first and picks off Beckert. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Kroll covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0 for 2 in the game. Hans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Hans reaches second base with a double. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hans moves to third. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Sims pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Greg Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Lee now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a line drive towards short. Jackson catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte strikes out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.